possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Coming up on 8:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Ed's in Baltimore. I'm up in Boston at WEEI Studio, our sister station in Beantown. Joining us right now from BaltimoreRavens.com, he is Ryan Mink. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning.
Ravens coming off a preseason win, 31-13, dominant over the Dallas Cowboys. But as we stand going into preseason game number three against the Commanders, honestly, Ron, how many roster battles are there? Not only just for roster spots, but are there any legitimate position battles still left for this football team?
I mean, I think there's some backup spots, but I don't think starting spots really are up for grabs at this point. I think left guard was a big one. You know, coming in, I think Andrew Voorhees has pretty much won that job. It hasn't been officially declared, but I think he's the winner. And then Tyler Loop, the kicker battle was the other big one. And Tyler Loop has been officially named as the Ravens' next kicker. So those were the big ones coming into training camp, and I think they're pretty much decided. But, there could always be, injuries happen. There could always be some roster jockeying here in the last week.
So going into the season, Raymond, I just talked about this with Rob before we brought you on. I'm trying to find a weakness in this team. They look solid. Offense is, the Lamar-led offense is always going to be good. The defense looks better than it even has been, and it's been good. Now we have special teams back in order. Can you find a real weakness on this team?
I really can't. The roster is loaded. I think the thing that I come back to is, it's hard to repeat excellence. You know what I mean? And
yeah. And
I think that this offense was the best in the league last year, and Lamar Jackson had a historically great season. And I think he just keeps getting better, and there's reason to believe that the running game could keep getting even better with Derrick Henry in year two. But when the bar is that high for how good they were last year, that's just how it is. It's just hard to consistently meet that bar. Now the Ravens have been one of these franchises that, even how much they've won is hard to do. To consistently be in the hunt every single year, that's hard, and they've done that. So, I'm not going to say that they certainly can't repeat such a great performance offensively, and I like what I've heard from everybody. Todd Monken's been just because we were good last year doesn't mean we're good this year, and you got to earn it. You got to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so... To answer your question, I don't see a weakness on this team. I think the defense is going to be much better than last year. I think the challenge really is to, can you do it again? Can you repeat that again? And then, of course, when you get in the clutch moments, the big moments, can you not make the mistakes? Do you rise to the occasion? And that's been a very intentional focus throughout training camp.
Hey, well, Ryan Mink, BaltimoreRavens.com. Ryan, you brought that up because when Ed asked me earlier, was there any weakness? I said, yeah, it's called January. That's been their weakness. And I agree with you. Can you repeat that greatness? And it appears that they have. But do you sense, and I know these guys are great and they're very confident, but do you sense maybe some anxiety or maybe even some doubt settling in on whether or not they can do it in January?
I really don't sense that, no. I sense a hunger, for sure. And I do think that every off season, I think that, you know, John Harbaugh does a great job of getting this team kind of dialed in and sending the right message to get them on the same page. But I do sense a little bit something different this year. It's a little bit more in terms of the hunger level. And I really point to the leaders of the team. I think that, you know, guys like Roquan Smith, Marlon Humphrey, Lamar Jackson, you know, Tyler Linderbaum, you know, Mark Andrews, like these guys just kind of doing everything that they possibly can, checking every single box in terms of what they did this offseason. You know, Roquan hung around and trained with Trenton Simpson and watched a ton of film with him almost all offseason. You know, you see Lamar Jackson putting in extra time with his guys, you know, talking to them about things, running laps after practice with his offensive line. You just see, you know, Marlon Humphrey, these guys like doing the breakfast, you know, early morning breakfast club workouts and watching film at each other's house already, you know, after practice they're doing these film sessions. So, you know, you just see them checking every box and saying, and then John Harbaugh, you know, instituting this new grading system in terms of, all right, all the little things like ball security, like getting north and south, like the little things that go into winning games ultimately and not making mistakes in the most critical situations. You see them like taking tangible actions because that's all you can do, right? Like so you get in a situation, you have to know that I did everything I can. Like you're not, they get into January, I can't sit here and nobody can guarantee that they're going to get over the hump. But all you can do right now is take those tangible steps to put yourself in better position to create the habits and create the platform that puts you in the best possible situation to succeed in them.
Obviously, the big name, I mean, Starks and Green are going to contribute this season because I thought they've both looked good at training camp, the joint practices, the just in general since they've gotten to the team. How much they'll contribute this season?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I think a lot. I mean, Malachi Starks is, you know, obviously going to be a week one starter. I mean, guy, there's the possibility, I think, that he's playing 100% of the snaps, yeah, you know, immediately. And so I think he's going to have a huge impact. And then just as a ball hawk, too. And we've seen it a flash a few times in practice. The guy can attack the football. And he can make plays. So just deterring the other team from taking shots. Now, I don't think Joe Burrow is going to sit there and say, there's this first-round rookie back there. I'm not going to throw it up to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. They're going to test him, you know. So he's going to have his chances, and I think he's going to play well. And then Mike Green, I mean, I've been super impressed by him. I think he could certainly come in and, you know, the Ravens have a lot of outside linebackers. They have a lot of depth there, you know, led by Odafe Owe and Kyle Van Noy, and then Tavius Robinson is basically a third starter. And so I don't think Mike Green has to come in and, like Malachi Starks, he's not going to be a starter playing, you know, close to 100% of the snaps, obviously, as a linebacker. But I do think that he could have kind of that go-get-the-quarterback role, you know. And we've seen that from, even I remember, you know, Terrell Suggs when he was a rookie. You know, he kind of came in and it was like, all right, let's turn you loose and say third down, keeping some of these vets fresh, like you're going to get your pass rush opportunities. And Mike Green, I'm telling you, this dude is as polished of a rookie and talented of a rookie pass rusher than the Ravens have had, I think, since Terrell Suggs. Yep. And he won Defensive Rookie of the Year, by the way. And so I'm not saying I think it would be tough for Mike Green to – I think Suggs had 10.5 sacks or something as a rookie, which is just crazy. That's a lofty number, but I think that Mike Green is – he's going to definitely get his fair share of sacks this year.
There he is, Ron Mink. Ron, always enjoy talking to you during football season, man. And we know it won't be the last time.
Hey, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And you can follow Ryan, BaltimoreRavens.com. I always love getting his content off of there. I mean, yes, he works for the Ravens, Ed, but you and I both know when he comes on, he calls balls and strikes.
Absolutely he does. Yeah. Yeah, that never even crosses my mind, actually, that he's not calling accurate, you know, just what he sees.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Mike Bordick joins us to talk Orioles baseball at 845, but on the other side is Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to continue with what's going on locally, and something you brought up earlier that's kind of disturbing in New York City, just a little, you know, basic policing observations from two former policemen.
Hey, also, you got something to give away, Ben?
Yes, we do. We have two tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Maryland State Fair on September 5th. 410-583-1057. We're looking for the 12th caller right now. 410-583-1057.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.